Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
God bless you.
Preach the word.
Shine on me. You came. Amen. And you probably got some more plans. I ain't gonna hold you long. Amen.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Enjoy Mother's Day. Amen. We say Happy Mother's Day to those mothers who are present with us on today.
Amen.
Amen. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
To see you worshiping today with family, amen. And those of you that's honoring mothers on today,
amen.
And we thank mothers for all of their unselfish commitments to the well-being of their families.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And to any mothers that might be listening on the internet, we say to you, Happy Mother's Day. The first epistle of John. The first letter of John, you find that in the New Testament of the Bible, amen, it's not the Gospel of John, but
you're
written
right
by the same, amen.
Amen.
If you turn to the end of the Bible and work your way back, you'll get to that quicker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Those of you that got electronic devices, you probably already there.
Amen.
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 No texting and tweeting and Facebook and pinning and posting. Amen. Did I get all the Instagram and amen, doing worship service.
Amen.
Because the Lord is watching.
Yeah.
The pastor can't see you, but the Lord knows.
Amen. Amen.
If you have it and you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Mm-hmm. And everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also, that is begotten of him. And this is the King James. By this we know, verse 2, that we love the children of God. Mm-hmm. Amen. When we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keepeth his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? That's 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Amen. I want to talk just for a few minutes today about the philosophy of a mother's faith. The philosophy of a mother's faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mothers. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's good to hear babies. Amen.
Amen.
Young people talking. Amen. Mothers have a great responsibility.
All right.
In God's plan for mankind. Is that right?
Amen.
They are nurturers. Amen. The ones appointed by God to cultivate and to enrich the family environment. Amen. Amen. Through a deep-seated faith.
Yes.
Mothers develop the Christian character of her children and encourage her children to keep pursuing what pleases God.
Amen.
Right. Is that right?
Yes.
Right. Moms also play an important practical role. Mm-hmm. Amen. And when I talk about mothers today, I not only reflect on my own mother.
All right.
Well,
I not only reflect on my wife as a mother.
Hmm.
I not only reflect on those senior mothers of our church that I've watched over the last 24 years.
All right.
I not only reflect on them, but I reflect on each of you who
yes.
are mothers today.
Amen.
Moms have an important practical role. Mom is often the one, amen, and some of you can attest to this. Mom is often the one you go to.
Yes.
When you need help with your homework.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
If it's not too difficult.
Amen.
Amen. These days, moms, not dads, can help.
Okay.
Is that right? With homework. Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about elementary homework. Amen.
Amen.
That didn't even got to be difficult. Amen. But mom, you would go to.
All right.
I remember my mom helping me with my homework. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad I didn't need too much help.
All right.
Amen. We she had a different way of helping you read. Amen. Wasn't no phonics or sound it out. Amen. When you got tired of getting hit, you learned to read. Help the Holy Ghost. I know some of y'all didn't go to that school, but mom is the one that you go to often when you have that small injury, and she makes it all right.
Amen.
Mom is the one you go to when you're suffering from disappointment.
All right.
Mom is the one you go to when you need gas money. Help me, Holy Ghost. Mom is the one you go to when you can't make your car payment. Am I talking to anybody today? Mom is the one you go to when dad says no.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. So I say to mothers today, Happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Being a mom has always been a big job. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. But since the mid-20th century, her job has become more complex.
Amen.
In our lifetime, mothers have taken on, amen, the added burden of sharing the role of breadwinner.
All right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When inflation, amen, ran high back in the late 50s and early 60s, women joined the workforce in record numbers to help keep their mates, amen, and help them meet the rising cost of living.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all remember that time.
Uh-huh.
And they've been helping balance the national budget ever since.
All right.
In fact, if all of the nation's mothers suddenly decided to boycott their roles as breadwinners and workers, the nation's economy would utterly collapse.
All right.
All right.
Gotta get a witness here.
Yes, amen.
So I say hats off, amen. Hats off to you mothers, amen.
Amen.
Those of you that not only work but take care of the home as well. We thank you for your fortitude and we thank you for your love of family. Amen.
Right. Amen.
If that was a one question test.
All right.
Well.
Amen. And don't you hate one question test? They're about as bad as two questions. Amen. You know if you don't get it right, you're going to fail.
Yeah.
Either way. Amen. But if it was a one question test of a mother's most important role.
Well.
I dare say that many would get the answer wrong.
All right.
Washington, D.C. would say that it's her ability to earn a living, to provide for her family.
Amen.
Husbands might say it's her culinary skills.
All right.
Children might say it's her compassion, because she always says yes when daddy says no.
All right.
But if God was grading your papers,
yeah,
all of the above answers would be wrong.
Yes, sir.
Amen. For mom's most important role in the family, according to the word of God, Ephesians 6:4, is raising her children.
Amen.
Because it says they're in the nurture and admonition, yes, of the Lord. That's her most important role. Well, 1 John 5:1-5 are beautiful verses that summarizes the passion and the faith of our Christian mothers.
Yes.
John breaks down the philosophy, amen, of a mother's faith into three simple sermonic points. Amen.
All right.
And I'm halfway through, y'all. Amen. And you can go enjoy your Mother's Day dinner. But there are three simple sermonic points.
Yes, sir.
First, John says that if you love Christ,
all right,
you are a child of God.
Yes.
If you love Christ, you are a child of God. Now, that was your first Bible lesson on your mother's knee.
Yes.
Anybody remember that?
Oh, man.
It was the most basic point of faith philosophy. On her knee, she taught you, amen, Jesus loves me.
Yes.
This I know.
Right.
For the Bible tells me so.
Amen.
Little ones to him belong. For they are weak, but he is strong.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus. Love y'all.
All right.
Some of y'all remember that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Amen. She made sure that you were acquainted with Jesus early in your life.
Yes.
She did her best to connect you with, amen, the only infallible source of strength she knew, and that was Jesus. She knew something we didn't know.
All right.
Yeah.
She knew that Jesus was the only thing that would last.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Right. Amen. And so she wanted to make sure that you knew Jesus.
Amen.
Now every conscientious parent recognizes, amen, that there's a struggle that occurs between them and their children.
All right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Any parents had any struggles between you and your children.
All right.
They understood that there was a delicate balance between being tough and yet tender.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know there were times when you tested your mom on occasions. Amen. Maybe I'm talking to myself. We tried that. You may have tried to amen, sleep in on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Well.
Amen, lights and wine. You may have argued with her, fought her efforts to get you to Sunday school on time. Amen. We walked to Sunday school a lot. Mothers would look down the street and make sure we didn't make no detour. But when we got so far and got out of eyesight view, we would always make a quick left.
All right.
Go down to the little candy store, amen.
Yes, sir.
Use the money she gave us for Sunday school to buy candy. Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
Amen. But mom was right.
Yeah.
And now we realize a valuable lesson that mom tried to teach us, that Jesus really does love you.
All right.
And you are his child.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
I know I'm hearing from some of you, and I know some of you went through that same, amen, upbringing that I did. And I want to tell you today that we still need these types of moms today.
Amen.
Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
Amen. We need it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's needed because it never ceases to amaze me how something was so good for us, something was so beneficial for us, and we look back over it and we praise our mothers for what they did, amen, and how they raised us up and how they motivated us and they drug us to church, amen. But yet now you don't think it's good enough for your child?
All right.
All right.
It helped you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So what has happened is we've got a great disconnect in a generation of people that don't know the Lord in the pardoning of their sin. They don't know the same Jesus that your mama knew and that your mama taught you about. And so we need those moms today.
Amen.
Amen. To stand on the wall.
Yeah.
To be that force. Amen.
Yeah.
To motivate children. Amen. Not only to love the Lord, but to love the church. Amen.
Yeah.
And so we grew up and we developed a great love and appreciation for the church.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I remember, amen, mom did that for us, and she motivated us, and she made us. She didn't discuss it with us.
All right.
She didn't ask us if we felt like it or if we wanted to.
Yeah.
Amen. It was understood.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But there comes a time in all of our lives.
Yes, sir.
When we've got to make up our own mind. Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
Amen. I remember it just like yesterday, and mom would always get us ready and we'd go to church.
Yeah.
Amen. But there was one Sunday when I was a teenager. Amen. I had to be about 14, 15 years old. Mom got up and got everybody younger than me and those older that wanted to go. Amen. And left me at home.
All right.
And I sit there.
Uh-huh.
Weeping because mama didn't make me go to church.
Yeah.
And I wondered in my mind, did she care anymore?
Hmm.
And I said to myself, I'm going to have to make up my own mind.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I've been in church ever since.
Amen.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
Amen. I'm not saying that because it makes me any better or makes me perfect, but I know what my life would have been like without the church. I don't know about you, but I can't imagine a life without the church. I can't imagine a life without the Lord. And mom made sure that we knew that.
Amen.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
We need young moms to step up, do the same thing that they were taught. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, John's second sermonic point is if you are a child of God, you ought to love each other.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
All right.
If you are a child of God, you ought to love each other.
That's right.
Now that's always been a part of your mother's training. Is that right?
Amen.
When you and your siblings got into an argument about some foolishness.
All right.
What was it mom who said? Try to get along.
Show you right.
Your family.
Yes, yeah.
You ought to love each other.
Yes. All right.
Is that right?
Amen.
She was the one that taught us that we ought to love one another.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. My mother, even in passing, left us a letter.
Come on, man.
Told us.
All right.
To continue to do the things that she taught us, to stay together as a family.
Yeah.
Gotta get a witness here. My brothers and sisters, we may not talk to each other every day, but I know there's no time that I can call on that they won't be there.
Amen.
Because we were taught to love one another.
Yes, sir.
Mama would teach us, don't let nobody come between you and your brothers or sisters.
Yes, sir.
Don't let no boy, no girl, anybody come between, because you ought to love one another. She did her best to teach you, amen, some of the tougher lessons of scripture, amen. Some of y'all remembering now, aren't you? Lessons like bearing the infirmities of the weak and forgiving your enemies. She knew there was no better place to begin learning those lessons than at home.
Amen.
But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. The home ought to be a microcosm of how it ought to be in the church.
Amen.
Now, if you've been taught at home to love your brothers and sisters, then when you come into the church house, the family of God, then you know also that we ought to love one another. Trying to get a witness here.
Amen.
Oh, it's a sad state of affairs when there's no love in the home.
All right.
And when there's no love in the home, 9 times out of 10, there ain't gonna be much love in the church.
You're right.
Preach.
It's in the home where the applications of scripture should be learned and taught the easiest. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's in the home that we learn to love our siblings.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
And I know some of us, we grew up and there was fights and squabbles among siblings, and we couldn't always get along with one another. And sometimes we act like we didn't like each other. When somebody came on the scene that was younger than us, and like in my family with 8 of us. And so when somebody younger came to old, we didn't like those young ones.
All right.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Mama, you saw me. You gotta watch your brother and sister. Amen. Me and my sister here, we have to watch the ones under us. They were twins.
Yes, sir.
We had double trouble, but Mama told us we had to take care of them.
Amen.
They were bad.
Yeah.
Would never go to sleep. Amen. We hold them down and put our hands on their eyes. But Mama taught us to love one another.
Yeah.
And oh, when we all get together, it doesn't matter where we are. What a time.
Yeah.
We can all have together. That's the same way it ought to be in the church. Because that's the same way it's going to be when we get to glory. Can I get a witness here? Help me, Holy Ghost. This is what we ought to learn. And we formed a bond between each other.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's still strong today.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
This is how it ought to be. It's sad when brothers and sisters, families, can't get along.
All right.
You don't love one another.
That's right.
Help me, Holy Ghost. And you allow me to digress for a moment. And we black folk tend to have a bigger problem with getting along with one another.
Yeah.
Amen. We want help each other.
Yes. All right.
But we'll complain about each other.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. We sitting up in a house and two or three rooms empty.
Yeah.
But won't let nobody come and stay at our house. If they need a place to lay their head. That's sad. That's sad.
Right.
Amen. We won't come together and work together so one of us can be elevated. And once one of us are elevated, we can help the other get elevated.
Yeah.
Yet we keep pushing one another down because it's something about us that just won't let us act right.
Yeah.
But mama didn't teach you that.
All right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Mama didn't teach you that. A person who loves God
will
love other believers.
Amen.
Will love other believers. Why? Because we share the same God. We share the same Father.
Yes.
The same rebirth. The same divine nature.
All right.
And the same adoption. But yet we have the gall to say, I don't like somebody.
Come on, man.
Or I don't love somebody.
Yeah.
But the Bible says that if how can you say that you love God?
Yeah.
Whom you have never seen. But hate your brother who you see every day. In other words, the prerequisite to loving God is you got to love one another.
Amen.
Am I talking to anybody here today? Amen. We got the same God. Amen. Been washed in the same blood.
Yeah.
But yet we don't like each other. There's got to be peace and harmony in the household of faith.
Yeah.
Now, true believers love one another.
All right.
True believers.
Yes, sir.
That's what the Bible says, that if you are of God, amen, if you are a child of God, then you love one another.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Differences don't matter. Differences of opinion, differences of class, color, neighborhood, position, race, denomination,
right,
social status.
Yeah.
We've got to love one another.
Amen.
Did you not hear the word saying, be good to all men?
All right.
Especially
those
of the household of faith.
Amen.
It is sad when church folk can't get along.
All right.
It's sad when church folk won't help one another.
Yeah.
It's sad when church folk don't love one another.
Yeah.
It's sad if you've got a pantry full of groceries and a deep freeze in the garage and your freeze in the kitchen is full and you know somebody that don't have food to eat.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. Right.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. We've got to love one another.
Yeah.
Then the final sermonic point. John says that if you are a child of God, you ought to live like it.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
If you are a child of God, you ought to live like it. John says that you should live by the commandments of God.
Amen.
In other words, our obedience and love for God prove that we love the children of God.
All right.
Now, when you read this, it's not an optional commandment.
Mm.
God is not giving you an option.
Amen.
God is not asking you to pick and choose.
All right.
Who you going to love? But if you're a child of God, you ought to live like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your walk ought to match your talk.
Yeah. Amen.
Gotta get a witness here.
Yes.
We got a lot of folk that are showing something different than what we really ought to show.
All right.
Because if we were really made in His image and after His likeness, then we ought to live like it.
Yeah.
Amen. If a person is going to love God,
all right,
he must obey God.
Amen.
Live like it. Just don't talk it. Amen. Because if you talk it, sooner or later, that catches up with you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But if your character is in line with the Word of God,
yes, sir,
then you'll live like it. Folk ought to be able to follow you wherever you go.
Yes.
And not be deterred from following. renewing you as a child of God.
All right.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
In all that we do, we ought to do all things to glorify the Lord.
Amen.
Now, you ought to be able to tell folk to look on me.
Yeah.
Come on now.
To look at me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to preach to them, but say, look at me.
Yeah.
Yes. Watch me.
Amen.
Do as I do.
Yeah.
And you'll be all right.
Yeah.
But some of us are tearing up our image.
Yes, sir.
We're tearing up our testimony.
Yeah.
Because we ain't living like God tells us to live.
All right.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
All right.
And I don't mean to be the dead horse, but our social media is messing a lot of us up. Because some stuff we wouldn't know that you were doing.
Yeah.
If you didn't put it all out there for everybody to see.
Yeah.
Now I wouldn't tell nobody that I'm a member of Fourth Ward.
Yeah.
Then I'm posted up at some bar talking about how drunk I am.
Look at them.
I ain't talking to none of our members. I'm just talking in general.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how we all live.
Amen.
See, character is what you are in the dark.
Yeah.
When nobody's watching you, that's your character.
Yeah.
In other words, follow me home.
Yeah.
And whatever you see me doing at home, you're going to see me doing it elsewhere.
Yeah.
So if you're a child of God, you ought to live like it.
Yeah.
Be a testimony.
Yeah.
Show others the way to come. In case you didn't know it, time is winding up.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. If you're really going to love God, you got to obey Him.
Yeah.
And get this, there is no other way to show God that you love Him except by doing what He said.
Amen.
Yes. If you love me, come here, Peter.
Yes, yeah.
Feed my sheep.
Yeah.
If you love me, feed my lamb.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
If you love Him, you'll do something about it.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's how you try to tell your mate, your husband, your wife, baby, if you love me, you'd act like it.
Yeah. Amen.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
That's it.
But God wants you to act like it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Are you doing what He says?
Right.
Now, I know that's exactly what your mama taught you.
Right.
Though she may have simplified it a bit.
All right.
But think about it. Didn't she always say, behave yourself?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
And isn't that the root message of God's commandment?
All right.
Mother said, or at least I know my mama said, behave yourself.
Yeah.
Don't put anything before God.
Amen.
Behave yourself.
Yeah.
Don't use Jesus' name like a curse word.
All right.
Behave yourself.
Yeah.
Don't work on Sundays. Amen. Even though some have to in this day and time.
Yeah.
Behave yourself.
Yeah.
Don't take what doesn't belong to you.
Amen.
Behave yourself.
Yeah.
Don't tell lies.
All right.
Behave yourself.
Yeah.
Don't cheat. Behave yourself.
Yes, sir.
Don't get your girlfriend pregnant.
All right.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Behave yourself.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what other people have.
Yeah.
Be thankful for what you have.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Mother's application of the Word of God and God's wisdom is the simple philosophy of her faith.
Yeah.
It's the philosophy of a mother who wants her children to know better so they can live better.
Amen.
Mom taught you that if you are a child of God, amen, that you ought to love each other.
All right.
That you ought to behave yourself.
Yes.
But mother also says something else.
Hmm.
She is a living example
yeah.
of God's grace and mercy.
All right.
Because she's
never given up on you.
Amen.
Come to get a witness here.
Yes, sir.
Daddies will walk off and leave you all by yourself.
Yeah.
But a mama will stay there to the end.
Yeah.
Come to get a witness here. She's like God's love.
All right.
A mother's love is never exhausted. It lives on. It's never changing.
Yes, sir.
It's never tiring.
All right.
Her loving arms and tender mercies are always there to pick you up when you fall.
Yeah.
And point you in the right direction.
All right.
Yes, there's one more thing. Like Christ, a mother love is sacrificial.
Yeah.
She will give up everything for her children.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here? She will sacrifice her time, her money, her new clothes, her new shoes, whatever it takes to make sure that her children's needs are met first. Let me end with this little story. There was a teacher teaching a lesson about fractions in math. She asked her class, if your mother baked a pie, and there were seven of you in the family. Your parents had five children. What part of the pie would you get? Well, a boy named Tommy said, I would get 1/6 of the pie. The teacher said, I'm afraid that you don't know your fractions, Tommy. There are seven in this family. Tommy replied, you don't know my mother. She would say she didn't want any pie. So the rest of us can have the Holy Ghost. Mama knows about sacrifice because Christ sacrificed his life for her. Help me, Holy Ghost. That's all the motivation she needed to sacrifice for you. Christ is her example. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was pierced for our guilt. He suffered for our shame. He was tortured for our shortcomings. He was beaten for our wrongdoings. He was crucified for our sin. This is the Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Your mother's always offered you.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Misguided and mocked, stricken and scorned, harassed and humiliated.
Yeah.
And he's still here.
Amen.
With outstretched arms.
Yeah.
Waiting to forgive you.
Yeah.
Anyone with a repentant heart.
All right.
The Calvary bells never stop tolling.
Amen.
Is it tolling for you today?
Yes.
These are some simple facts of a mother's philosophy.
All right.
And I'm glad about it.
Amen.
I'm glad I had a mother that taught me what thus said the Lord.
Amen.
She taught me, ingrained in me, to when I was able to make up my own mind.
Yes, sir.
My mother's God has become my God.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here? Thank you, mother.
Thank you.
For all that you did for. Thank you.
Yeah.
For sacrificing for. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you've got a mother that's alive today,
right,
you ought to not stop thanking her for everything she's done for you.
Yeah.
May God bless you. May his spirit keep your ears. I pray. The door of the church is open. If you're here, this is your chance to say yes to what mother taught you. Is that all right? To say yes to the Lord.
I was young, but I as the shadows gather at the close of day, as I sat there on her knees,
hallelujah,
she sang of how
Come on.
She sang of God's amazing.
Yes, yes. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. Some of y'all were wondering that.
He looked beyond all my faults.
Oh, yes.
And so.
Sister Ebony was talking about her grandmother, my mother. She had a beautiful voice. Amen. And we thank God for what she instilled in us. And you ought to thank your mothers for all they have done for you. Amen. Amen. Let us not be critical about what they did or did not do. They probably did the best that they can. And when they loved you, you knew that. Amen. And you know it today. And we owe our mothers a great debt of gratitude.